Well, the city of Seattle's new subsidized preschool program is enrolling 3- and 4-year-olds for this coming fall. Finding kids for the program isn't a problem, but the city is having a harder time signing up new preschool providers as the program expands into its second year. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld has the story.
Voters approved the Seattle Preschool Program in 2014. It's a 4-year pilot that aims to make free or discounted full-day preschool available for more families each year. The goal is to help get kids from low-income families ready for kindergarten. There are other government-subsidized preschools, like Head Start, but they have long wait lists. So the city started this school year with 15 sites around Seattle. They're mostly existing providers that met the city's high preschool standards, like Launch at Lushi Elementary School.
I think they live in the desert. Like,
what are these for?
Called pincers.
For pincing people?
For pincing people. I don't know if that's a word.
Mariko Taylor got here early today for her parent-teacher conference. Taylor's eyes light up when she talks about how much her 4-year-old daughter is learning in the city's preschool program.
She learns math, and she's learning how to read already. I just didn't expect her to learn all of this until kindergarten, I would say.
Preschool is off to a strong and wonderful start, so we're excited.
That's Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess, who conceived of the program.
But we face a big little climb here, because this coming September we have to expand to 39 classrooms and almost 800 kids being served.
Burgess says the city anticipated the challenge of finding credentialed staff and available space. By the fourth year, the goal is 100 classrooms. But few preschool teachers have the bachelor's degrees the program requires. For that reason, and others, only a small number of the preschool providers that have expressed interest in joining the city's program meet the standards. Some classrooms the city does have its eye on are in Seattle public schools. The preschool program is already in 3 elementary schools, and Burgess says there is potential for huge growth.
Almost every elementary school in Seattle has a preschool program or some form of child care today. So working with the city, we're hoping that the district will, over time, convert those existing classroom spaces that are being used for child care or preschool to be part of the Seattle preschool program.
Not so fast, says Seattle School Board member Rick Burke. He likes the idea of affordable preschool for everyone who wants it, and he says it makes sense to locate some sites in the city's public elementary schools, in theory. But the district is facing a major space crunch. That's already squeezing out before and after school programs that families have relied on for years. Burke says today it's existing childcare getting forced out of district buildings. Tomorrow it could be the city's preschool classrooms.
I don't want to identify something that seems like a good idea that then we have to evict or displace or that we can't sustain in 2 years or 3 years.
And then Burke says there's the issue of rent. The city doesn't pay anything to use district classrooms. Burke has been trying to figure out how much rent the district is missing out on.
It's not that much money. But the concern is that it's setting a precedent. And if this is something that we feel is a high value to our families and continues to grow, if we put a structure in place that is fiscally not responsible, the more it grows, the more of a disadvantage the district is placed in.
Mariko Taylor sees a high value in the preschool program. Until this year, her daughter was in a small home-based daycare that cost twice as much.
It's just more of like a combination of like smaller kids, including like babies, and I just feel like it wouldn't have taught her that much. She would have had to just come into kindergarten clueless, unless, you know, I taught her some stuff.
City officials hope to announce the next round of preschool locations by early May. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.